Epilogue. The old man walked solemnly through the cemetery. He wore a fusty black jacket and held a slightly wilted bunch of flowers. When he reached the right grave, he placed the flowers gently beside it and murmured a small prayer. Nearby, a younger man, little more than a teenager, sat on a bench, staring desolately at a shiny new headstone that signified a recent departure, a raw loss. He wiped at his eyes with the sleeve of his hoodie. The old man stood.
"Are you all right?"
The young man stared up at him for a moment, bemused, eyes swollen, unsure whether to answer or to tell him to get lost. And then he spotted the white clerical collar and offered a weak smile.
"No, not really."
The old man glanced at the headstone, even though he already knew the name. Ellen Rose, 19 years old, killed by an overdose of drugs supplied by her on-off boyfriend. This young man was her twin, Callum, and he came here every week at this time.
"Ellen Rose," he said. "What a beautiful name."
That was all it took. The grief and recrimination spilt out in a black torrent. People wanted to talk, he found, and usually to a stranger. It was easier than talking to family or relatives. They were too close, too caught up in their own misery and despair. He let the young man get it all out, the gaping chasm left by his sister's death, the bitter hatred for the boyfriend, the resentment that he was still out there enjoying his freedom while his sister was dead.
"He should be in jail. He should pay."
The old man nodded sympathetically.
"Most people don't understand how it feels to lose a loved one so senselessly, to know that the person who did this is still out there. But you do. My wife was murdered, mugged on her way home from church. They never caught the person responsible."
The young man stared at him, eyes widening.
"I'm sorry I didn't." "It's okay. I've made my peace with it." "You've forgiven them?"
"In a way. But forgiveness should not preclude justice." He fumbled in the pocket of his jacket and held out a card.
"Here. You might find this useful."
The young man glanced at the card briefly.
"Is it some kind of religious thing?"
He shook his head.
"Not at all. But after my wife died, it helped me get some resolution. They could help you, too."
The young man hesitated and then took the card.
"Thank you."
The old man smiled.
"Sometimes it helps to talk to other people."
The Other People by C.J. Tudor. Read by Richard Armitage and Ellie Kendrick. It was produced by CDM Studios, and the post-production was by Nikki Moura. For more Penguin audio productions, visit us at penguin.co.uk/audio. Thanks for listening. Copyright in recording, Penguin Audio 2020. Text copyright CJ Tudor 2020. All rights reserved. The moral rights of the author have been asserted.